This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Coastal Commission meets today, and on the agenda is an item that could determine the future of aquaculture on Humboldt Bay, at least for Coast Seafood. Last month, the company applied for a permit to expand its oyster beds on the bay, a permit that was denied. But that vote also impacted the company's current operations, and now it needs a renewed permit to keep the oyster beds in business. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg is the North Coast representative on the commission, and he supported not only the expansion of the project, but also the renewal of the license, and he's confident the renewal permit will be granted.
We can give an extension to their current operations, and then probably in September, they'll have a revised project that they're going to bring back to us to talk about an expansion for them. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to make it all work. You know, there's 70 or so jobs out there that depend on that.
We'll have an update from the Coastal Commission meeting in this afternoon's news. Members of California's Cannabis Banking Working Group will meet in Los Angeles today to discuss the ongoing work to find a solution to the revenue generated from cannabis sales and related businesses now that California has passed Prop 64. By decriminalizing marijuana in state law, California still finds itself in direct conflict with federal drug and banking regulations, and as long as marijuana is listed as a Schedule I drug, banks can do no business with cannabis-based concerns. Currently, cannabis business owners are forced to operate on a cash-only basis, and the idea of creating a state bank to handle the financial transactions has been floated. County Treasurer and Tax Collector John Bartholomew has been involved in local forums to discuss the issue, and he said in an email that the prospects of a workaround of federal regulations are getting better, but he seriously doubts that any newly created public bank would solve the problem because of the many funding and regulatory issues to deal with. This is the final meeting of the 17-member Cannabis Banking Work Group, and they now turn to crafting the report they will present to the legislature. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has made available a reward of up to $20,000 for information leading to the arrest of Sean Hoff, Jr. He's accused of firing shots at a game warden on patrol for poachers along Highway 36 last summer. In addition to the reward, a $500,000 Ramey warrant has been issued by the sheriff's office for Hoff's arrest. He faces attempted murder charges along with a host of other offenses, and the search for him is ongoing. Residents in the city of Eureka like their parklets. The city approved construction of four parklets in front of downtown businesses 18 months ago and followed that up with a survey to evaluate them. Feedback has been positive, and now the city will accept new applications for parklets from local businesses. Those businesses or property owners are responsible for all of the costs of permitting and construction, and interested parties are encouraged to contact the city. The College of the Redwoods will host its annual athletics fundraiser tonight at the gymnasium. The event will honor Dave Mogney, a Ferndale graduate who lettered 15 times in four sports for the Wildcats. He then attended Redwoods before moving on to Berkeley. The event begins at 5:30, and the speakers take the podium at 6:30, followed by the live auction.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Captain and Interim Chief Steve Watson has a few dozen more interim shifts to put in before he comes close to matching the record of Merle Harpum. But for Watson, the greatest challenge he faces is keeping the department up and running while the search for a permanent hire is completed. The city expects to have a new hire in place by the new year, and Watson said he won't stand still while that is underway, but he will be proactive.
Besides quite a bit of extra work on my plate at the moment, we have a lot to get done at the department over the next few months. My plan is certainly not to coast and just hold down the fort, but to move forward purposely and leave the department in 5 months better than I found it when I took the helm.
Watson is expected to throw his hat into the ring of potential candidates for the job, and he said it's a challenge to be in limbo, but it's also an opportunity to make an impression as he and other command staff continue the daily work of policing.
I think for me, certainly, it's a challenging position to be in, you know, that in-between with the unknown. But it's also exciting. It's an opportunity for the next few months to continue the good things that we've been doing for the past 4 years. So we have some things with the work environment and internally that we want to improve. And then, obviously, our number one business is crime fighting, and that's got to continue.
The city needs to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of former Chief Andy Mills, who is now the police chief in Santa Cruz. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.